So let's review. Rav Nachman says, Shoyel adam betuva le'olam. If a person borrows an item and says betuva while it is good, the loan stays in effect forever as long as the item is still useful. As Rashi explains, betuvoi mash because man shehu betayv, avafila machzira chayzim anaytloi. Betuvoi implies a loan for as long as the item is in good condition and useful. And therefore Rashi adds, even if the shoyel returned the item, he can take it again. Rav Mori Berei de Bashmul says, v'hu dekani minay. This is only if the shoyel and owner performed a kinyan. But if not, mechi hadri kol sekinai. When the shoyel returns the item, the loan is terminated. And even if the kani minay, mehadru lekate. When the item is no longer useful, the shoyel must return it to the owner because, as Rashi explains, the halabe matana yave ela she'ela have. The item was not a gift, but a loan. Rava says, Haiman de omele lechavre, oshlin mor lemirpak. If a person borrowed some in shovel to dig up his field, it depends on the terminology. If he said, Hai pardisa, this orchard, Rafik behahu pardisa, he may only use the shovel in that orchard. If he said pardisa, an orchard, but he did not specify which orchard, Rafik be kol pardisa de bai. He may use the shovel in any one orchard, even if it is very large. If he said pardise, orchards plural, Rafik vazel kol pardisa de islay. He may use it in all his orchards, even more than two. Likewise, Rav Papa says, Haiman de amale lechave ushlin hai gargusa benafla. If a person borrowed from someone a well to water his fields and the well collapsed, it depends on the terminology. If he said, Hai gargusa, this well, loy banila, the shoyel may not rebuild it and use it because, as Rashi explains, the owner claims, Lo yeshalticha ela oisai, I only lent you the original well. If he said, gargusa, a well, banila, the shoyel may rebuild it and use it until he waters all his fields. If he said, be gargusa, a place for a well, kari va'ozl kamar gargusi ba'ari ademes ramile, the shoyel may dig up all the owner's property until he finds a well. However, v'tzorach l'mikne minei, they must make a kinyan. Zok the Mishnah, Hamaskir bayis l'chaveri v'nafol chayev l'hamiloi bayis. If a person rented a house to someone and the house collapsed, the owner must rebuild the house for the renter to live in. Hayikatan lo yisen a gadol, gadol lo yisen a katan. If the renter prefers for the house to remain at its exact size, the owner may not change its size and make it larger or smaller. Echad lo yisen a shnayim, shnayim lo yisen a echad. If it was one house, the owner may not make it into two houses, and if it was two houses, the owner may not make them into one house. The owner may not make more or less windows unless the renter agrees. Here too, the Gemara explains that it depends on the terminology. If he said, Bayezeh, this house, nafal azaleh. If it collapsed, the rental is terminated and the owner does not need to rebuild it. If he said, Bayestam, a house, echad yasenu shnayim, kot yasenu gadol. Since the owner did not specify which house was for rental, if it collapsed, the owner provides any house and therefore he may change its size. And the Mishnah is a case of where the owner showed the renter a house and said, Bayis kezeh ani maskeloch. I'm renting your house similar to this one. If the house collapsed, the owner must provide a house the size of this one and therefore he may not change its size. Hanulach perka shoyla sapar, Rav Baruch Hashem completed the 8th perk of Masechta Bava Metzia. And we will now begin the 9th parak, Hamakabal Sada Mechaver Be'ezus Hashem. Zakh the Mishnah, Hamakabal Sada Mechaver. If a person leases a field for planting, and the rental is either in the form of Kablonus Arisus, the worker pays the owner a percentage of the produce, or Chachirus, the worker pays the owner a set amount of produce. Malkim Shenogu Likzer Yikzer, Laker Yaker. If the custom is to cut the produce, the worker cuts the produce. And if the custom is to uproot the produce, the worker uproots the produce. V'shneim akvin zelze. Both the owner and worker may object to a change in the custom because each one has a benefit from each method as follows. Likter inir shor laker, because they each benefit from cutting. The owner claims, be'ina detisven li'aroi. I want the produce cut so that I can use the remaining straw for fertilizer. While the worker claims, lo matina. I want the cut because it is less work. And regarding laker, inir shor likter, they each also benefit from uprooting. The owner claims, being the tinaka aroi, I want the produce uprooted so that my field remains clean. While the worker claims, being the tivna, I want to uproot the produce so that I can benefit from the straw. The Mishnah continues, lachrish achra v'yachrish hakol k'minig ha'medina. If the custom was to plow the field again after the harvest, the worker must do so because, as Rashi explains, k'dei lahapach sh'rashim sh'lasavim ram sh'boi v'yimusu. A second plowing kills the roots of bad weeds, and they won't grow back in the next planting season. And the Gemara adds, Even if the custom was not to uproot the weeds, and the worker did uproot them, he must still plow a second time, and the worker cannot claim, "Haydin nechishna adaita delecharibna la." My intentions in weeding was that I should not need to plow again, because dibayle lefrushile. The worker should have specified this beforehand. The Braisa adds the following: Makam shenogu lahaskir lanas agabe karka maskirin. If the custom was to also rent the trees in the field to the worker, the owner must share the fruit of the trees with the worker. And even though the custom was for the owner to take 1/3 of the produce, and here the owner agreed to take only 1/4, the owner cannot claim, my intentions in reducing my share was that you should not get the trees, because the boy lilafushale. And Malkum she'ein nagu lahaskir, ein maskirin. If the custom was not to rent the trees in the field, the worker does not get any of the fruit. And even though the kulam makabla berivava azliyu bekibla betilsa, the custom was for the owner to take 1/4. And here the worker agreed that the owner take 1/3. The worker cannot claim haide tfoilach adaitid yahavisli beilonis. My intentions increasing your share was that I should get the trees, because the iboile lefrushile. The Mishnah proceeds with halachas that pertain only to arisas, but not to chachirus. In a field, just as the owner and worker share the produce, they also share the straw. In the vineyard, just as they share the grapes, they also share the grapevines and the supporting poles, because shneim masapkin esakonim. They're both required to supply the poles, as Rashi explains, ein ala aris el alavid velishmer avashar dvar mashneim. The worker is only required to work and guard the field, but the owner shares in all the other expenses. Rav Yosef says, Bochru betavsa ba'kavta bekani dechizra the balabais. The owner must pay for the 3 layers of earth barriers that are built around the field known as Bochra, Tavsa, Varkavta, and they must pay for the reeds that support the fence around the field, because kol ikra balma, the balabais. The basic protection for the field is the responsibility of the owner. The chizra gufe darisa, and the worker must pay for the actual thorn fencing, because niterusa yiserusa darisa. The extra protection is the responsibility of the worker, because it is merely to make his job easier.